với mùi lời chua chát, tình nồng hoa đắng cay, lệ sầu hoen khoe mắt, mộng mơ buồn xa bay. Ôi những hồn lãng mạn.
So you just want to sit here all night again.
But a lot of people went out already and still not here. More than half have gone out, right? They had to, right? Yeah. Otherwise, they would sit here until tomorrow. What about food?
Food.
There's a lot of food upstairs still. Are you hungry? Eaten again?
Yeah, they just came up quietly.
When?
Just
while
you were upstairs.
Yeah? I didn't hear a thing.
I eat mice.
Hmm?
I eat mice.
Sneaking, huh?
That's enough food for another day.
Yeah? Yeah? Oh, and you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Very
nice.
What?
Fantastic.
Miracle diet. My God. Really? Like what? There are all kinds of stories. Crunchy broccoli soup. Mm. Parsley dressing. Oh, this is not Chinese, is it? Thai tea dressing. Oh my God. You spend all day worrying about this? Ah. Wow. Is it good? Any of you read this? No? Yes? Is it good?
Yeah, it is good.
Are you cooking according to this?
Yeah. Well,
yeah?
We're not here.
Why not? If it's good, then introduce. Huh?
It is good, yeah.
Chunky veggie soup. Only when I come here and I eat something with you, otherwise I just eat from restaurant or hotel. It's not much. They don't cook that good. Some vegetarians shop, you know, they look so good and the menu sounds very nice, but they don't even cook the rice right. It's so hard. They don't cook it right. In Vietnam, if you cook the rice like that, you never get married. That's what all the mothers say to their daughters, you know. You cook rice like that, you never get a husband. So if you eat according to this, then you get healthy? Is that true?
Well, it's based on your pH.
pH balance.
Yeah, the food, majority of our food is acidic.
Uh-huh.
To this doctor, he says that cancer, diabetes, AIDS is basically your blood cells having too much acid.
Too much salt or
too much acid in
your
body?
But how do you put the acid into your blood?
Through the food that we eat.
What kind?
Orange juice, apples.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. Certain fruits and foods, yeah.
Wow. Your favorite. You stocked up the whole basket here. Orange and apples. What?
Dairy products are very acidic.
Yeah?
And dairy
products. Okay, so we don't have meat at least. And we don't eat dairy products. Wow, then it's about time to go vegan then. Huh? Cool? I don't know. I just feel like I'm aging so fast recently. I guess too much stress. I'm homeless, that's why. No, I have a house, just don't have a home. I've just been through too much stress recently. I don't feel very energetic. Maybe I need a miracle, eh? Just came on time. Like this, I can read every day in the hotel and think of what life could be if I if I cook all this, you know. I can't cook in the hotel. Oh, baby. You want to meditate, huh? But all this is good for you, no? Huh? You have even tofu, pate and all that. Do you really cook according to this?
Not
an idea at least, to avoid what you can, right? Uh-huh. Pumpkin pie, wow. Mm-hmm. And all of you here are the free people, right? Who don't have to work tomorrow. Is that what it is? Huh?
What? Go in the morning?
Go
Oh, okay. If you live not too far, then it's fine, huh? 1 hour, 2 hours? 2 hours?
Yeah.
1 hour? Then it's not too bad. But you sit all night like this, you feel okay?
Yeah.
Used to it now.
Yes?
Huh?
You
get used to it.
Oh, okay. You can't lie down anymore? Really? Get back when you lay down? Why are you kidding? Some people complain that if they sit too long, they have a backache, and this girl, she complains. If she lies down, she gets backache. Wow, nobody will understand you out there, huh? If you talk like that to somebody else out there, they will think you're crazy. You sit all night, huh? But you do have exercise, right? Go into the bathroom and come back. Pick some food. Yeah? How many times of rest per day? 3-4 times? Here, a break.
Three.
Yeah?
4 times.
Yeah, you're just like my dog, people. They can sit all day in the house. You know? If you don't take them out, they just sit there. And if we take them out, they just run a little bit and come back, sit next to the door, waiting. Wagging tails, you know? I said, what kind of dog people are you? Yeah? What for? I buy big gardens so that you can have a chance to run around. They don't run around. And get used to it or something. We have to push them, play ball, or chase shadow, or whatever, you know? And then get tired, with, you know? Get tired, but they also don't move. They just run a little bit and then lie down on the grass. In the garden, in the big garden, waiting to get inside. You know, it's so funny. And it's not because they use it either, you know. Like the one dog, the Hungarian dog person, remember? They left him outside in the cold, and then later I took him with me for a while, you know, a few months, and let him be in the house. And he loves it so much. Every time he went out, he just quickly lifted his leg and came back in. That was the first few months, you know, like that. He just didn't want to go out there. It's like, it's a rare opportunity to go in the house. Why risk it? So he just goes quick, and runs back to the door and sits there. Everybody else is still running. He doesn't. Oh, man. It's just sometimes you feel so bad. But situation, some people say they love animal people. And maybe some of you think that's also love because that dog person was chained before, you know, day and night. And once they went there, bought the farm and they freed them, they thought that was already fantastic, you know, freedom and have a little roof on top. My God, that's not it, is it? Yeah, I'm designing some dog people houses with the sunroof, you know, with the sun. Because most of the dog people houses, they still need some touch up, you know? Yeah. Most dog people houses are like this, you know that, right?
Yeah.
And have a back here and the front is all empty. And sometimes it's too small. When it's windy, the rain will blow in or the snow comes inside. I guess better than nothing, but when the wind, you know, the freezing wind blows through, it's terrible. So I make like more terraces with the unbreakable glass, like plastic. But, you know, good plastic. So when it's raining, he still can sit out there and look in the rain. At night, he sleeps here, the rain doesn't come in. He has a ventilation in summer, closed in winter. And the door is not directly in front, but on the side. Yeah, and can flap. Something like that. Okay? But still, technically, they're still improving a little bit, because sometimes it's without ventilation. I don't like it. Some dog people houses have two stories, one upstairs and one downstairs. A condo. But all have a terrace, at least, so that the rain cannot go to where they stay. Inside here, dark, you know? Outside here is like a sun terrace, yeah? So if it's raining, they still can stay in here and look out. Even strong rain doesn't fall right into where they're lying. They can have choice. Outside is a wood deck. Wood. So if it's too hot in their bed, you know, dog person bed, they can go out and crawl on the wood for a while, on the wood floor in the terrace without having to go into the rain or the snow or the wet grass at night. Because according to my dog people, I know, they have their beds and they feel warm, comfortable in there. But sometimes in the night, they feel too hot. The heat builds up, you know, with the bed. So they go out and like on the naked floor, and sometimes with carpet. There are some sections with carpet, some without, so they can have choice. You know, it depends on how hot they feel. I'll go here. And then they go back to the bed again. Just like us, sometimes when we feel hot, we kick the blanket off. And if you have to put your dog person outside, then you must have this kind of house. Yeah. So that the rain doesn't come in. Because the way they treat dog people breaks my heart all the time. Because I also saw many dog people. No, two or three of them. Also kept chained all day, all night. And next to them is a heap of poo because they never pick it up. Terrible like that. They live every day like that and fed them two, three times a week, and the rest just give them a loaf of bread, dry and hard, or something like that. They live or die. I don't know how they live. I don't know how they survive. And sometimes get cut, you know. Recently, I just rescued a dog person. We just took him and gave money to the owner. And took him so we could treat the wound, you know. It's cut deep. 2-3 weeks, still not healed properly. We went to the doctor and all that. Of course, now it's going to be better, of course. Huh? The wound is getting smaller and drier, but of course it still needs to heal. Like, can you imagine? In such a freezing, you know, it's not even England. It's colder inland, much colder. Like at least 10 degrees, 5 degrees at night, you know. And if winter is coming, it's about minus 20, 30 possible. And the dog person would chain like that, you know. All day, all night. Can you imagine yourself? You know, you have to put yourself in the other person's position in order to understand other people. Otherwise, you never will. And he's so sweet and gentle. You know, he never knew me before, but when I first got there, you know, he came next to me and nudged around, you know. Oh, so nice. So I promised him I would do something. And then I sent somebody to talk to the owner to free him a little bit, but no, they don't do it because they're afraid the dog people will run away. Terrible. Why don't they just fence in a little bit, you know, and give them in the house? Could do that so easy, but no. But they're not even there. They just leave the dog people there, exposed to all elements, you know, all day, all night. Just so that they can bark a little bit so other people don't come near the house. Can you imagine? It's just a silly idea. And they think they are very kind already, you know, feed the dog people 3-4 times or 2-3 times a week, I don't know. Sometimes I go many days repeatedly, but I didn't see any food. And when I fed them, oh, they love it. They eat so quickly, so much. A vegetarian sausage, you know, love it so much. Even before I fed him, he already came and, you know, kissed me and all that. Oh, God, such a sweet dog. I don't know how people, any human has the heart to treat a dog person like that. How can you not imagine that the dog person would have feelings? Just because they are animal people, it doesn't mean they don't have any feelings or they don't feel any difference. If you treat them nicely or more warmly, they feel the difference.
Cho nhau cõi thiên đàng, cho nhau cõi thiên đàng.